A Suffolk Superior Court judge, in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit against the state lottery, is weighing whether to let two brothers the lottery has stopped allowing to cash tickets collect their winnings while the lawsuit plays out. The Watertown brothers and their father, Ali Jafar, are three of the winningest players of the Massachusetts lottery. They're challenging the legality of a now year-old lottery policy that defines them as so-called high-frequency cashers and allows the lottery to withhold their prizes. WBUR's Lisa Creamer joins us now to discuss the policy and the lawsuit. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Bob.
So let's start by talking about the policy. What's it supposed to do?
It's basically a rule that the lottery created so that it could pause payouts to anyone the lottery thinks is winning in a way that defies odds, logic, or reason. So say you're a player that wins more often than most people, 20 or more times in a year to be exact, and you're not just winning scratch tickets with $5 prizes. Each of your wins is worth $1,000 or more. Those wins would put you in violation of the lottery's policy, and then the agency can stop paying you for the next 3 months. And with every violation, that period gets a little bit longer.
So, as I understand it, this rule has been in place since July of last year. How many people have been affected by it?
So far, not many, Bob. Lottery records show that the agency has gone after just 5 people under the policy, and 3 of them are the Jafars. 4 of them have had their prizes suspended. But our analysis of lottery winners' data shows that more than 150 people could have been flagged by this policy.
Well, why is that, Lisa? Why only these 5?
Well, the lottery's game plan so far has been to prioritize going after the biggest winners in frequent winning. Our data showed the players the lottery targeted were the only ones to hit over $1 million worth of prizes in the first year of the policy. But lottery director Michael Sweeney says that even though the agency has not gone after anyone but the big winners for now, the lottery does plan to send notices to anyone it sees as a frequent casher.
If you're in violation of this policy, you should have the expectation that you will have a hearing and a potential suspension regarding this matter.
So, Lisa, for the 5 people the lottery found did violate the policy, what happened?
The lottery told them that they could explain their wins at formal hearings before any prize suspensions would happen. They all did. The transcripts were fascinating. One man, Franco B., basically said that the lottery is right. The wins he claims aren't at all his. He cashes them for other people for a cut. He said he thinks he's doing the lottery a favor, cashing tickets for people who don't want to go to the lottery or don't have a car or a way to get there. He said he never asks people, though, why they don't want to cash on their own.
So I think I have to ask, is that illegal?
It's not really clear. So if OB was knowingly cashing tickets for people who he knew were avoiding back taxes or child support, which the lottery is obligated to help ensure are paid, that would be illegal. He and his lawyer are fighting the lottery's decision to temporarily suspend his payouts.
Lisa, you mentioned 5 people who had hearings before the lottery. How come only 4 have had their prizes suspended? Who escaped the rule?
Well, right now, Ali Jafar. He's the winningest Massachusetts lottery player nearly 6 years running now, and he could still walk in today into a lottery location and cash winning tickets. Director Sweeney said the lottery was issuing suspensions on a rolling basis, and that when it became apparent to him that Ali Jafar was going to sue the lottery, he decided not to suspend his payouts.
Well, I guess we'll just see how this case plays out. WBUR's Lisa Creamer, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.